The Raven Gospel: What Birds Teach About Providence. It's amazing how birds catch our attention, don't they? Even when life feels uncertain, they remind us that the world keeps turning. Ravens stand out, especially in the Bible. It's not just the blackbird that's ominous or unclean, but it's also the clearest sign that God's providence is in place, that steady, caring provision that shows up just when we need it. Take a look at 1 Kings 17. Elijah just told King Ahab about a coming drought, and now he's running. God tells him to hide by the brook Cherith. Elijah drinks from the stream, and ravens bring him bread and meat twice a day. Ravens. The law calls these birds unclean, scavengers who eat everything in sight. God tells them to bring food straight to him. It's not a dove or some gentle creature. It's the raven, the unlikely messenger. By using ravens, God shows you providence doesn't always come wrapped in pretty packages. Ravens are smart, tough birds. They solve problems, remember faces, and survive harsh environments. It can come through ordinary, even surprising means. It's a quiet but powerful picture of how God sustains life even in dry times, when everything looks barren. The ravens don't question the command, they just show up every morning and night with exactly what Elijah needs to keep going. In Luke 12, Jesus points out that ravens don't plant crops or store food in barns, yet God feeds them. If he takes care of these birds, then he'll take care of you too. Keeping a raven in mind reminds us to stop worrying about tomorrow because providence isn't earned by our efforts alone. It's given freely because God sees all our needs, from the smallest creature crying out. Other birds echo this too. Sparrows fall to the ground, but God doesn't miss them. Lilies bloom without labor, clothed in glory. Ravens, with their dark feathers and sharp calls, stand as bold examples. They don't fret about seasons changing or food running low. They trust God's rhythm. The young ravens in Job 38 cry out, and God provides. It's not just about survival, it's about a deeper caring that touches everyone. The birds can be our inspiration when life feels like a drought, when resources run out, or when plans fall apart. That raven gliding across the sky isn't random. Providence works through the everyday, the unexpected, the things we might overlook. He can feed a prophet with a scavenger bird, so he can meet our needs in ways we didn't think of. The Raven Gospel isn't about magic or coincidence. It's about trust. Birds teach us to lean into that trust, to rest in the knowing that the same hand guiding their wings guides our steps. If you see a raven perch somewhere, maybe give it a nod. It's reminding you that you're seen and taken care of, and providence is closer than you think.